Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges, and it's Thursday. So today's the day we take a topic we've been exploring all week, and we try to see how it looks in our lives, how we can actually live out the changes we explored yesterday. We've looked this week at working badly, what it means to have work and rest completely out of balance in our lives. We saw two particular extremes of that, one which is when work becomes everything, and the other when work becomes nothing and we just try to get through it to get to something else. And how both of those goals are extreme and eventually damaging in our lives. I use the illustration of a train to show that our lives go off the rails. This is because of the ultimate purpose and goal in our lives being ill-defined. We're meant to have a good solid foundation in life. While we were studying the Sermon on the Mount, we studied Jesus' illustration of one man who built his house on a rock and one man who built his house on a sand. And Jesus was speaking to our foundations in life. What we build our lives upon matters a lot. It doesn't matter what we do on top. We can build the most beautiful house or the most shoddy shack. But if it's built on a foundation that eventually washes away, it means nothing. And if our work is built on pursuing the goal of ultimate retirement rest, Freedom 55 or whatever it is, or if our life is built on creating this amazing career with lots of power and prestige and money, both of those are actually sandy foundations for us to build our lives on. Our lives eventually wash away because storms come. I described to you the story of a man who thought he was working towards this amazing retirement and suddenly lost his sight and became quite ill and realized that he should have been balancing rest and work all through his life, not expecting to do all the work up front and all the resting in the back. I've met a number of people who've had some interesting goals in life to build their lives upon and couldn't see where it was starting to fall apart around them.
We asked James, a friend of Redeem the Commute, about his early career and his shift later in life to a new career and what was driving that change for him. Here's what he had to say.
So, hi everyone. I'm James Molson. I work in downtown Toronto. I work for an insurance company. We do special risk insurance. So my working day is quite intense and it's quite intense and exciting actually. The last job I had in London was very well paid. I was working for a big reinsurance underwriting agency and they paid me an awful lot of money. They gave me a really beautiful sports car as part of the package, and I became very fixated on earning a big salary, having all of the perks. I was single. Life was really good. I was eating out, beautiful dinners most nights a week, lunches out with brokers. So you know, life was on that side, on the materialistic side, really good. But my faith side really suffered for that, and my God quickly switched from being Lord and Creator to being money and to being status. And I find that when I left that, I found my capability to throw myself into my faith had grown tremendously. When I pulled myself away from all the money and all the beautiful office buildings and the cars, I could really concentrate back on my faith. I think one of the things that I realized looking back, God was teaching me a lesson, which was you relied on money and you built your status around money before. And so I'm going to make you work twice as hard for twice as less, sort of thing. And, you know, it was a valuable lesson because I began to appreciate who I was as a person.
When I was first out of high school, it was in the middle of the tech boom. And I had some internet skills, obviously, in developing Redeem the Commute. You've probably figured that out. And there was somebody who wanted to invest in me. He spoke to me about this business that he wanted to start that basically copied what Amazon and eBay and Hotmail were all doing already. He somehow thought we were going to do it better. And he had these great dreams, and I realized that his entire dream was built on going public. All he cared about was getting to that IPO, that initial public offering. Didn't matter what the product was. Didn't matter if we did anything well, if we were actually improving anybody's lives, if we were making a better product. No, he just cared about going public. That was going to mean he'd made it in life and that he was one of the giants of the tech industry, even though he knew nothing about it and wasn't going to be adding value to anybody's life. Ultimately, that foundation has gone nowhere for him. He's still got his fake eBay website and nobody uses it. The way we work reveals our foundations in life. For him, that foundation was about a certain amount of prestige, or even money, that he thought he was pursuing. There are other examples like this. I heard about a time in Japanese culture where the ability to lay no one off was such an ultimate concern in their culture that during a recession in 1992, companies wouldn't lay anybody off, and ultimately the entire company went down because they held up such an ideal they couldn't save the company. They were valuing that certain culture over saving the company and all the other jobs that went with it. And they kept way too many people on board. What a mess. Sometimes we can value our self-image so highly that we won't take jobs we need, or jobs that are actually going to be good and healthy for us, because we feel they're below us. We look for jobs with a certain amount of salary or a certain amount of prestige. I know many people who've said the only jobs acceptable to their parents were going to be doctors and engineers and lawyers. And so they pursued those degrees even though their passion was somewhere different. These are all examples of what it looks like when balance is out in our working lives. So we need to consider what that passion is in our lives from which all the other passions are going to flow. What's going to be the ultimate foundation? What is going to matter most, more so than any career choice we've made up to now, more than money, more than prestige, more than power, whatever it is? And that's where our challenge for today comes from. Well, our challenge for you today is to write down a goal in your life and then make two columns underneath it, writing in what will help you get there and what could stop you. Now circle the ones that are entirely in your control. What does this tell you about the foundations for your work in life? Are they your foundations or God's? Well, have a great time working that out. Maybe this is something you could share with those that you're discussing or Redeem the Commute challenges with. And if you aren't, I'd encourage you to do that, to share our challenges with somebody else in your life. You could start some great discussions about what it means to be working as a follower of Jesus in today's busy commuting lifestyle. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect about this topic. Bye for now. Do 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 do